This is an idea that somebody had come up with, where if you want to harvest them, you would starve them for maybe 10 days, not put anything new in, and then take one of these mesh sacks that you get oranges or something in, and fill it with some food and stick it in, and all the worms will go into the bag and then pull out the bag. And you said it takes about a week?
About a week, yeah. But then again, I've been using like lemon bags. I've been using small bags in the bins just to experiment with it. So
it's something that you can try if you'd like.
Have you tried that before?
Yes, I've been doing that in some of my...
What's the percentage of your population that will actually go?
I don't think it's all of them, but, you know, I would say maybe, I'll say 60%.
Would you say, like, if you did it twice, that you would keep most of your worms out?
Well, it's possible. I mean, I haven't stuck bags in each corner, but, you know, we could experiment and try that. I just, you know, put it in. And then the other thing is you have to keep feeding them, keep putting the food in. I lifted one out yesterday. They had eaten everything. So I never had gone back, but I have a lot of bins, so I never had gone back, you know, to keep filling. So I don't know, but it was a nice, clean way. Another way is, if someone didn't want to get their hands in it, is just to use a spade and push everything to one side, and then put some fresh bedding on the other side and start feeding over there. And the worms will migrate to the feeding side, and then you can just lift out the casting.
This is a diagram of how you can do all of the screens, one on top of each other, and if there's something in each one, the worms will come up and they'll sort themselves out by size. We haven't done that one yet.
We had a lady call us, she's 91. She said, you know, I'm 91 and I've been gardening my property for a long time, and I'm 91, so my dirt must be old. So she said, I think I need some worms. So Nancy and I went over there. This lady had a garden that is probably like this space. Yeah. She's out there 5 o'clock every morning of her life. No arthritis. And she's amazing. So we wound up setting up a worm bin for her, and she gave us some wonderful plants, which we loved.
But she doesn't suffer from arthritis, because she also keeps bees, and she gets stung by bees enough that she says it keeps her arthritis.
Yeah, she claims it's from the bees, not something.